I'm going to pour a Rudy Oaks on you because I want you to stand this morning. Amen. I want you to stand. I want you to look around. Look at somebody and smile right big and say good morning.
Good morning.
Say happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a big hand this morning. Amen. Remain standing, and I'm going to read this morning. And this is a very special morning. We're just glad to be in the house of God, and the Lord has made the way this morning, and it's just a good place to be. And I'm going to be as brief as possible. I'm like Derek. I can leave right now and say it's been good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
But I want to do my part for the Lord this morning, and I'm going to come out of the book of John, St. John, and just read to you a little bit of the story about the resurrection of the Lord. And, you know, it's sad to say this day in which we live, there's a lot of folks that don't even know what really Easter really means. I've met folks that's been raised in church that never really understood what Easter really meant this morning. That's sad to think about. And it's alarming and shocking to think of, but there's folks that's like that. So I want to read you the story, and then we can be seated. And I'm going to just bring a few things out. God been my helper. But in the 20th chapter of the book of St. John, I want to read you this morning, and I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, in the first day of the week, cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. And she runneth and cometh to the Simon Peter, and to the other disciple, which is talking about John, come to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came forth to the sepulchre, and came first to the sepulchre, and stooping down, and looking in, and saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but was wrapped together, in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet he knew not that the scripture that he must rise again, that he must rise again from the dead. Amen. Now you can be seated this morning. I want to look this morning. Amen. I want to look, and that's a sort of a story about the resurrection of the Lord. And like we said last Sunday, we didn't get to be here because of the rain, but you know, it was Palm Sunday, and this past week was Holy Week. And of course, today and Friday was Good Friday, the day that our Lord was crucified, amen, and led up Calvary's Hill and crucified. Amen. And this is a third day. Amen. And I was reading something there on the Facebook. I was looking on Facebook and I don't even know who posted, but something was on there that caught my attention. Amen. Usually something religious put on there. I'll try and read it. Amen. And they had on there. Amen. And it grabbed my attention this morning. But I want to look there in the first part of verse 1. Amen. The Bible says, then the first day of the week cometh. Amen. Mm-hmm. The first day of the week cometh. Amen. And I want to preach just for a minute. Amen. Just for a few minutes of time. Amen. On Sundays a coming this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I want to preach. Now I want you to think about that just for a minute. Amen. Sunday is coming. I like the song, like Eric said, I like the song them kids sang. Victory in Jesus this morning. You know why we have victory in Jesus this morning? Because Sunday came this morning. Amen. And I want to go back just for a minute, amen, and looked this morning. You know, the Bible talks about Good Friday. And I looked this up, and amen, I began to think about that, what was written down, amen, on Sundays coming. Amen. And there's an old black preacher. He's telling a little bit about a three or four minute story. Amen. About Sunday is coming this morning. Amen. And he's telling about Good Friday. You know, the devil had their heyday.
Yeah.
Amen. They thought they'd done away with the Lord, Brother Eric. And
yeah.
Amen. The chief priest, you know, they had all kinds of accusations against the Lord. They said, well, you know, we seen him heal on the Sabbath day. And we seen the disciples eat with unwashing hands. And they was all religious in their own workings of how they done. And they just didn't like, amen, the Lord this morning. Didn't matter how much good that he done. Amen. They just didn't find no place, amen, for the Lord. Amen. Brother Johnny Phillips asked me if I would come and preach our Wednesday night. Amen. It was a virtual service, and it's just on Facebook Live. And I said, well, I've been glad to. Amen. I said, God got a message on my heart.
Yeah.
Amen. And I preached on what Pilate asked the Lord. Amen. Or Pilate asked the Jews when they brought the Lord to him in the trial. Amen. And before the Sanhedrin this morning, they said, which one would you release to you? He said, we want Barabbas this morning. He said, well, what will I do, amen, with Jesus this morning? And I preached that thought, amen, on the internet. What will we do with Jesus? And you know, Pilate asked a very important question. A lot of folks need to ask themselves today, what are we going to do with the Lord this morning?
Amen. That's right.
I know what I'm going to do with him. I'm going to embrace him this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. But Sunday's coming. Amen. They took the Lord and Jesus. You know, we've come through the last week, which was Holy Week. And when the Lord, Palm Sunday, the Lord rode in to Jerusalem, and they broke down palm branches, and they put it down, they put their clothes down, and when the Lord come in, amen, they said, what is this? And amen, he said, and they begin to sing and praise and say glory to God in the highest. Amen, and they begin to praise the Lord for all he done. And they said, the chief priests, the Pharisees, said, hush them, make them be quiet, and tell them not to do this thing. He said, if I was to make them be quiet, he said, the rocks would immediately cry out this morning. Amen. But that's the time that he entered in, amen, to Jerusalem this morning. Folks, and I'll tell you today, amen, we went through the Holy Week. There's a lot of things that transpired in that week this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a lot of things that transpired. Amen. In that week, amen. He took the Lord's Supper to eat the last supper with him. Amen. He went into the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. And he said, amen, one of you will betray me. Amen. And Judas, amen, did betray the Lord. Amen. The Bible says in the book of John, I'm going to bring all this, God be my helper, out of the book of John this morning. Amen. In the 18th chapter, and I'm just going to read two of the verses right here. And he said, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for the Lord all the time resorted thither with his disciples. He knew where the Lord was going to be at. He knew this garden where the Lord was going to be at, because Jesus would, amen, retreat back to that place. It was a peaceful place to be at. And Jesus would go with the disciples there, amen, and they was looking, amen, to take the Lord. Amen. They had sought for 3 years, over 3 years, how that they might convict Jesus, amen, of crime that they said was against the law this morning. Amen. I'm glad he took my punishment, ain't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. And he said, and Judas then having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and with torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forward and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said to him, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he had said that unto them. He said, and I am he. They went backwards and fell to the ground. Amen. Judas was there with them and betrayed the Lord. Amen. Now Judas had, amen, walked with the Lord. He had been with the Lord and seen all the miracles had done, but he still didn't believe this morning. Amen. Went to a play last night down at Columbia Hill. Amen. And they had a betrayal of Peter. They had a betrayal of Judas. And they had Chris Landers' boy there. Amen. He was there playing Jesus. And amen. And how he was crucified. How he was betrayed. And talk about how we was all in that same boat. Unless the Lord had came. Until the Lord came, we was all doomed without God. Amen. Just like Judas was. Amen. But Judas betrayed the Lord. Amen. And Judas, amen, sold the Lord out. He'd been around all these things, but he sold the Lord out. He just didn't believe this morning. Peter believed. Amen. The Lord said, I prayed for you. Amen. But Judas sold him out this morning. He was, and when he did, the Bible says that, amen, that the Lord, and it was prophesied that he would be smitten. And the flock scattered, all the flock, amen, all of them that had followed the Lord, his disciples that had followed him, one went this way, one went that way, I mean, just looking all up for themselves, amen, Brother Eric, it seemed like everything was unraveling this morning. Yeah. We're living in kind of times like that, everything seems like it's unraveling, amen, this morning, but Sunday's coming,
amen.
Sunday's coming. Amen. The Bible says this morning on down in verse 16. But it said, but Peter stood at the door without, and then went out. Then went out that other disciple, which John is talking about himself, which was known to the high priest, and spake unto her that kept at the door. Amen. And brought in Peter. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art not thou also one of this man's disciples? And he said, I am not. Amen. He said, I am not. Amen. The Lord had told Peter. Peter said, Lord said, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to do everything for you. Amen. I'm going to go with you. Amen. No matter if it cost me my life, I'm going to stand with you. Amen. The Lord knew where Peter was at. God knows where I'm at. God knows where you're at.
Amen.
Amen. He knows where we're all at. He knows if we are where we ought to be this morning. Amen. And he said, Peter, he said, before the cock crows twice, amen, you'll have denied me thrice this morning. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 27, amen, then Peter denied again, and immediately the cock crowed this morning. Amen. So there was the Lord, amen, been betrayed by Judas, been sold out. Amen. There was the Lord, amen, his disciples, amen. You know, it makes us wonder where we would be at. What would we be thinking? What would be going through our mind? Amen. If our friends had forsaken us, even Peter, amen, said, I don't even know who this man is.
Yeah.
You've got me mistaken for somebody else. Amen. This morning, everything come apart and all the disciples have just gone away. Amen. This morning. But you know what? Sunday's coming this morning.
Amen.
Sunday's coming. The Bible says this morning, amen, that he went before Pilate. They delivered him up. And all the good things that the Lord had done. I mean, he had healed folks. He had caused the blind to see. He had raised the dead. Amen. And he had, amen, caused a lame to walk, the deaf to hear. The Bible says that if there's books in the world, they couldn't even contain all the things that the Lord had done. Amen. But yet they asked for a murderer instead of the Lord. Amen. Pilate said, I'll give you either one. On this day, he said, you can have either one. You can have Barabbas, which was a notable murderer, which was a notable thief. Amen. He was notorious. Amen. For the evil things that he done. Amen. But they chose Barabbas over the Lord. Amen. Yeah. This morning, folks, and all the things that the Lord had done. Amen. They made a choice. Amen. For Barabbas this morning.
Amen.
And there was the Lord. Amen. He said, well, this way. Amen. This is what it means this morning. Amen. That he must be crucified this morning. Amen. And he said this morning, in chapter 20 and chapter 19, verse 16, said, then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. Mm-hmm. Amen. They delivered him therefore unto them to be crucified. Amen. Pilate delivered, amen, and him to the Jews, amen, what they wanted done. They said, let him be crucified. Amen. And there he was. Amen. The Bible says he had to bear his own cross. They wrapped him in a robe. They planted a crown of thorns on his head, made a mockery of him. And amen. And they smote him over the head with a reed. Amen, Brother Eric, till the blood run down his face. And amen. The Bible says they even plucked the beard out of his face. And amen. And whipped him with a cat of nine tails. And amen. And it was a horrible thing. And made him carry the cross. And he was so weak that he couldn't even carry the cross. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says he took him up Golgotha's hill. Amen. He put him up there and amen, and hung him upon the cross. And the Bible says for 6 hours he hung upon the cross. Amen. He began to talk and began to cry out to the Lord. Amen. He was forsaken. Amen. Forsaken by his friends. Amen. He was betrayed. Amen. His flock was scattered. Amen. And the Bible says he even prayed to the Lord, said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Amen. Brother Donald, it looked like an awful dark time, and it was. Amen. The Bible says darkness even come to earth. Amen. Like the song this morning, amen, I believe the birds even hushed for singing. Yeah. Probably went to roost. It got that dark. Amen. They went to roost this morning. Amen. And the Bible says that when he did, and the Bible says when he said it was finished, he gave up the ghost, and amen, the earth quaked, and the rocks were rent. And the Bible says that the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. Amen, that separates the holy from the holy of holies. Amen, and all these things were done, and the Bible says they took down the cross, took down Jesus, amen, off the cross. Amen, you know what, this morning, the world and the devil thought they had a heyday this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. But Sunday's coming, Brother Melvin.
Amen.
But Sunday's coming. Amen. Them kids sing that song about victory in Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you this morning. Amen. You know, Larry, if it ended there, we'd be in a bad shape.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. There have been a lot of folks that passed away. Amen. There have been a lot of them that's given their life for a lot of good causes this morning. Amen. There have been a lot of them wrongly accused and put to death and all these things. Amen. But I'm going to tell you this morning. The Bible says that, amen, they rolled a big old stone. They put it at the door and, amen, yeah. And they sealed it up. And they said, this man said he'd rise again. We want you to put some guards up there, Pilate. Amen. To make sure this don't happen. Amen. He said he put guards up there and they guarded that tomb. They guarded that stone that it wouldn't be rolled away or anything would happen to it this morning. Amen. That nobody would come in there unless they seen about it this morning. I'll tell you this morning, folks. And amen. But you know what? And boy, there the day one. Amen. Nothing ever happened. And day two. Amen. Nothing ever happened this morning. Amen. And you know, they thought, well, this is probably all it's going to be this morning. Amen. But on that third and appointed day, amen, the Bible says a stone was rolled away this morning. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, folks. Amen. It wasn't rolled away that the Lord could come out. No, he didn't need that. Amen. He was already out of that tomb this morning. Yeah. Amen. He was already gone out. Amen. The tomb. You know what the Bible said? The Bible says he sent his angel down there. Yeah. Amen. He didn't need to roll the stone away. I'll send an angel down there to do that.
Yeah.
Amen. It wasn't that he could come out of the tomb. Amen. It was that we could look and we can sing the song, amen, victory in Jesus this morning. That's the reason we can sing the song, amen, he is risen again. Amen, and amazing grace, and because, amen, Sunday came this morning. Amen. Sunday come along. Ain't you glad? Praise the Lord. Sunday's coming. Amen. The Bible says, amen, the Bible says this morning, I'm going to be as brief as possible this morning. Amen. The Bible says that when they come, amen, John said, I ran. Amen. Me and Peter began to run. We ran to the tomb. Amen. John said, I outrun him. Amen. John said, I outrun Peter. Amen. And I got there. Amen. I got there. And I, amen, I stooped and I looked in. Amen. And I seen, amen, the linen cloth laying there that they had him wrapped in. I seen, amen, the napkin they had around his head. Amen. And it was folded up what the Lord had done of the place he had him laid there. And when he rose up, amen, off of that grave he rose up. Amen. This morning he had a robe of righteousness. Amen. That the Lord God had given him this morning. He put the napkin off his head and he folded it up. Amen. And he set it over there apart this morning, knowing that he was alive and he was well this morning. Amen. You know, there's a tradition this morning I've heard told about. Amen. That, you know, if you went to somebody's house and they wasn't there, amen, that they would take a napkin off. They would take their napkin, amen, and they would take it off and fold it and put it by the door, saying, amen, I've been here this morning. Yeah. Amen. They was letting the person know where they was at. Amen. I have been to your house this morning. Amen. And I've laid that napkin there. It was an understood thing. That they laid the napkin there. I've been here, amen, and I will be back this morning. I will come back, amen, and get that napkin this morning. Amen. This morning, but that was a sign showing that I am going to be back this morning. Right. You know what the Lord is saying out there? Yeah. Amen. I've gone for a little while, but I'll be coming back this morning. Amen. Sunday's coming, amen. Sunday's are coming, amen. Praise the Lord this morning. I want to look over in Revelation just for a minute. Amen. Amen. I want to look over Revelation chapter 1. Boy, I'll tell you. Amen. This is the last book. Amen. That the Lord gave John. Amen. To write down. And amen. He was on the Isle of Patmos. And John was the only disciple that died a natural death. I read a little book one time. Said it was a case for Easter. Amen. A case for Easter. This man had his wife had gotten saved, and she'd go to church, and amen, he didn't want to go, and it just burned him on the inside that she would go to church, yeah. Amen, and he didn't want her to go. He wanted her to get out and do things of what he wanted to do, amen. But she wanted to go to the house of the Lord. He said, and it burnt me up, amen, that she wanted to do that and didn't want to be with me. Amen. I'll tell you, folks, you got to put God first.
That's right.
Amen. And things go better when you put God first. Amen. He said, I got to make a case against the things of God. I got to make a case against Easter. He said, I got to study. I'm really going to prove these things wrong. I'm going to make sure. Amen. To just discredit everything she believed in, everything she's hoping in. In other words, amen. Honey, you're trusting a false hope, and I'm going to prove it to you this morning. Amen. He went to digging, he went to looking, he went to studying, and I mean he went to working hard. Amen. About the things. Amen. About trying to discredit. Amen. The things of God. And the more he studied, the more convicted he got. Mm-hmm. And there's one thing. He wrote that little old book. You can probably find it. It's called A Case for Easter. Amen. He said, when I got to look back, I said, you know, said I seen some facts. But the thing that really stood out to me the most, and the things that really stand out to most people of believing that Jesus was really risen from the dead, amen, is the death of his disciples. Amen. Is the death of his disciples. Because if you believe something that strong, knowing what they knew, knowing what the scripture had said, he went back in the old Bible and tried to disprove it, and he couldn't do it. Amen. He couldn't do it. Amen. And he went to study and he seen that how the zeal that they had, how they knew, how they believed so strong, amen, that their life was taken from them. Amen. Even Peter was crucified upside down. Amen. By the death of the disciples, amen, he began to believe. Amen. And he made a case for Easter. He said, boy, amen, I tried to tear it apart, but it ain't done nothing. But amen, made me a believer this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm a believer this morning.
Amen.
You know that's what's going
to stand?
Amen. If we believe God this morning, the Bible said we've got to believe God. Amen. But Sunday's coming. Amen. He left the napkin there. Amen. In other words, I'm coming back. I'm gone. I've been here, but I'm coming back. I'm going to read in Revelations. Amen. Chapter 1. I'm going to start verse 12. And this is the Lord. I'll start at verse 11. Amen. This is the Lord talking to John. And he met John. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, to be first and the last. He said, what thou seest, write in a book. And send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. He said, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, said, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot. Now this is talking about the Lord. This is what the Lord rose with. Amen. And girded about with his pouch with a golden girdle. And his head and his hair was as white as like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were like a flame of fire. And his feet like unto a fine brass, as it had burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as a sun that shineth in his strength. And said, and when I saw him, said, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, for I am the first and the last. But this is verse 11. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. He said, behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. He said, and I have the keys of death and of hell this morning. Amen. You know what he was doing when he went down there in the heart of the earth? Amen. He went down there. Amen. He conquered death, hell, and the grave this morning. There ain't but one way, and that's through Jesus this morning. Amen. There ain't but one way, and that's through the Lord. Amen. I'm glad to know that. I'm glad to know it down inside this morning. And when he went down there, amen. He preached to the souls in prison. Amen. Yep. That didn't have no chance, didn't have no hope. Amen. They had banked on a Savior to come.
Mm-hmm.
They had trusted in a Savior that would die for them. They had done the right things. They had looked toward the Lord. Amen. Because they knew there was something greater than what was on this earth this morning.
Amen.
But the hope had not been paid. The price had not been paid.
Yep.
The money hadn't went into the bank yet.
Yeah.
To pay for that check.
Great.
Amen. But I'll tell you this morning, you know, he told us down there. Amen. He told them right down there. Amen. In verse 17, when he met in John chapter 20, where we was reading from, in verse 17, amen, he began to talk to Mary. Amen. And Mary met him. And he said, and Jesus said to her, touch me not. Amen. Touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended. To my Father. But said, go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, and to my God and to your God. Amen. He said, touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended. Do you know what he had to ascend for? Mm-hmm. He had to present the blood at the blood sacrifice.
That's right.
He had to put the money in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In the bank. The blood that was shed on Calvary, when he went to the heart of the earth, he preached to those souls that were in prison, those that had trusted. He said, I'm going to rise again.
Yeah.
When he said it was finished, hey man, he done all this supposed to do. He was forsaken of all. The Bible says there would be a bone broken in his body. Amen. There was not a bone broken in his body. That's the reason the Bible says that, amen, a Roman soldier speared him in the side, and out forth come blood and water. Amen. It parted his ribs. Amen. That there was not a bone broken. Prophesied. All these prophecies, amen, that would come to pass. It was prophesied he would ride the foal of an ass into Jerusalem. Amen. And that in all these prophecies, it was prophesied of his birth. Amen. And all these prophecies. Amen. Then when he died upon the cross, he hung on the cross, said it is finished. Amen. That was the finished work of Calvary this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I like what the preacher said this week. He said, talk about Charles Spurgeon. Amen. And one of the great preachers, amen, that's ever been. Amen. Preaching in England, Charles Spurgeon. Amen. He said, you know, said the they said, what makes you so good? Amen. You know, you're profitable. I said, what, you know, your message is. He said, well, when I start in Genesis, or I start Revelation, he said, I'll start there and I'll head for the cross. Amen. You know what this morning?
Bless
we get started this morning. Amen. I don't care what we do. We head for the cross.
Amen.
It's going to be good this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Sunday's coming. Amen. Victory's coming. Amen. He went down there, and when he arose, he said, don't touch me. He said, I've not yet ascended to the Father, but I'm going there. Amen. But I'm coming back. And the Lord said, I'm coming back one day. But why?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He ain't got here yet. But he's coming.
That's right.
Amen. Sunday's coming. You know, the world getting awful bad shape. I mean, it's about to come off the wheels, it would seem like. And it very well may do it. Amen. The Antichrist will come. Amen. The stage is being set for all these things. Amen. To happen. But you know what? This morning, amen, Sunday's coming.
Amen.
Jesus is coming. Victory's a coming. Let me say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen. Victory is a coming this morning. Ain't you glad you got victory in Jesus this morning?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I've got victory in Jesus this morning. Amen. This morning. Praise the Lord. I've cleared my heart. I want Donald, if he would. And them kids, I want them to come up here. Let's sing that song again. Amen. Victory in Jesus this morning. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I'm glad this morning I have victory in the Lord. Amen. And you know where that victory comes from?
Amen.
Amen. It comes from Jesus this morning.
That's right.
You know where your victory will come from? It'll come from the Lord Jesus this morning. I'll tell you, you die without the Lord, amen, you die a loser this morning. You know, I watched that ball game a little bit last night. I fell asleep. Amen. I went to bed and I got up this morning, see? Amen. Gonzaga and UCLA. Boy, I mean, I was watching. It seemed like all through the game.
Well,
going, hey, just like this right here. I mean, 1 point ahead, this would be 1 point ahead. That would be 1 point ahead, that would be 1 point ahead. Amen. And I reckon went to double overtime, one of the best games ever been played, they're saying. And that boy shot it nearly from half court. He hit the backboard and went in, I mean, at the last second, and Gonzaga won that thing by 3 points. Amen. Did anybody else see that, Washington? Amen. Won that thing by 3 points. And boy, I mean, it's just something. They begin to just jump around and everything. They had victory, Donald.
Yeah.
They had victory, you know. And I thought, boy, that's good. You know, I guess if I'd been a big Gonzaga fan, I'd probably got up and jumped around and clapped my hands too. Amen. But you know, but I am a Tennessee fan. Amen. But I'm a Jesus fan for a Tennessee fan.
Amen.
I mean, we've got the victory in the Lord. Down to hit the last shot, brother, and it went in.
Amen.
It wasn't no problem. Amen. It went in. You know what we do as Jesus fans? Amen. We begin to shout and jump up. You see somebody shout and jump up and down. Amen. You tell them just help yourself this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glad you sing.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song this morning. Amen. It's all if you need to pray. Amen. I encourage you to do so. Amen. Follow the Lord this morning. Let's sing.
I heard an old story. How a Savior came from glory. his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me.
Amen.
I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning, and I repented of my sins and won the victory. All my love is due him. He plunged me.